Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Ted Jeff in the house today. Ted's Meat Potatoes has foods the fast food industry has decided not to bring back. Some of those are going to upset you. Coming up with the head chef. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
I got a few comments here. One of the comments I'd made earlier is that one thing I don't ever believe has been spoken on this earth to anyone other than Willem Dafoe is, hey, you look like Willem Dafoe. Apparently, I'm wrong. Somebody says they believe that the lead singer of Buckcherry looks so much like Willem Dafoe. Dennis Leary. And then someone else says, hey, man, I've totally seen someone who looks like Willem Dafoe, just saying. I'm guessing you saw Willem Dafoe.
Probably did.
I don't know that nature made that decision twice. No. That's all I'm getting at.
All right, back to Big Dummy. Jesse's still on the line working for Team Not Sober. And Jesse, you're on question number 10 now. Jesse, are you there?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I'm still here.
All right, excellent. All right, here is your question. What former GOP presidential candidate died from COVID-19 earlier today?
Oh, dang. Ronald Reagan.
He died.
So close. So close. Herman Cain.
Yeah, you just about scared the hell out of me thinking that Ronald Reagan was dead.
Oh, no, he's alive. He's still kicking.
Okay.
You're good, man.
Jesus, Jesse.
All right, your question. What organ in the human body has four chambers?
The liver.
The heart. Question 12.
That it?
Yeah.
You're doing great, man. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Who was the first man to return safely from space?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Yuri Gagarin.
Never heard of him.
Question 13, Jesse. Jesse, what do you know a lot about? What's your area of expertise, would you say?
Marijuana.
All right. Very good.
I don't doubt that. Now, let's see. Your first question, or your next question, which character from The Simpsons tries to kill Bart Simpson on many occasions?
Krusty the Clown.
Close. His sidekick, Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bill.
Bob. All right, in the song from Tom Petty, Free Fallin', the girl is a big fan of what singer, according to his song? Crazy about him.
Big fan of what?
And the song Free Fallin' from Tom Petty, the girl that he's singing about, is a big fan of what singer? Says crazy about her.
Neil Young.
No, not Neil Young.
Neil Young. Oh, no. Elvis.
Question 15, Jesse. Keep in mind now that our biggest dummy so far this year has been Jason. It took him 16 questions to get one right. You could be our biggest dummy ever.
All right, you said that Weed is one of your areas of expertise. Let's go to the world of weed. The weed-smoking comic duo made movies titled Up in Smoke, Next Nice Dreams, and Neat Movie.
Next movie.
What weed smoke?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh. What other movie did Jay and Silent Bob make?
Reboot.
Okay.
The reboot, yes. That would be Cheech and Chong.
Oh.
You ever heard of Cheech and Chong, Jesse?
Yeah. They had that car that was made of marijuana, I think. And the cop. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know all that. Yeah.
In Nice Dreams.
All right. What is the abbreviation for deoxyribonucleic acid?
Oxyribonucleic acid. DNA.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did that really happen?
He got it.
Did that really happen on question 16? Wow. Okay, well, Jesse, you tied our biggest dummy ever. That's a fact. I cannot believe you got that right.
Because it's...
I'm serious. I don't care.
I thought if he gets this wrong, he's going to get the monster.
Oh, my God. All
right. I mean, there's just...
I know, but still, you don't understand. I'm still shocked.
Ask that question again.
What? Let me find it again. Hang on. All right. What is the abbreviation for, deoxyribonucleic acid?
Yeah, all right, DNA, but... Yeah,
what, you wouldn't have guessed that?
No.
I don't think I would have.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
I wouldn't
kidding
think
you.
My DNA is full of acid.
Well, that's what the A is for.
No wonder it's a crazy weekend.
Deoxyribonucleic acid. Really?
I'm learning that now.
Me
wow
too. I'm right there with
you. You sons of bitches.
Yeah. Huh. Good job, Jesse.
And he got that?
Yes.
That's why we're shocked.
That's me too.
Maybe we're the dumb ones.
That was
file
a legitimate reaction of shock.
That's why you were shocked.
Yes.
I thought you were just shocked that he got anything right.
I was.
But
and then that.
Yeah,
the like hardest a... question out of the 16.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-RUN.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, gentlemen?
Oh, and Mo, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober today. Mama didn't raise no dummy. Just passed away Thursday, and I'm voting for her today.
Mo, I didn't catch any of that, but you don't have to repeat it. Are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, man.
Okay, all right, good for you, Mo. That's a good place. All right, Mo, you have to deal with one for a summer. Will it be bears, locusts, alligators, or monkeys?
Well, you know, back in 2000, I rode Harleys through back east and locusts, and they're up in the trees, and they're real loud. They hurt when they hit your face. I'm going to have to go with Peter Tork and
the monkeys.
Wow, what a reference that was.
If I can shoot them, if not, I'm shooting alligators, so... let's go alligators.
Well, here's the problem with these monkeys in Thailand specifically. You can't shoot them, right? Because they have some religious thing with the Buddhists. And so put it this way. Part of the reason they're having trouble with the monkeys is specifically because they can't shoot them. If you could shoot them, this problem would have been eliminated. But they can't. So the monkeys are eating your potato chips.
Michael or Davy Jones, we probably would have had a better life.
Thank you for that. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. Mr. Chekhov from the TV show and the movie Star Trek. What was his first name? Was it Ivan Pavel Sergei or Vladimir? Ivan Pavel Sergei or Vladimir? That's Mr. Chekhov's first name.
I'm going to have to go Ivan.
Oh, you have upset the nerds. So have you, Miles. It's not Ivan Chekhov. It's not Sergei. It's Pavel.
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 P-A-V-E-L. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Well, he's always Mr.
Yeah, they never said that.
You know what Mr. Scott's first name was?
Bond.
Doctor.
I believe it was Scott, actually.
Scott?
No, I think his last name was something different, but I believe they called him Mr. Scott. Like if I called you Mr. Miles. Oh, you know, right. Like little kids.
Okay.
All right, your question.
Captain, I'm a doctor, not a surgeon.
That's Bones. All right, River Phoenix, Heath Ledger, or Corey Moncrief? Which actor was a chess prodigy and won a junior chess championship at the age of 10? River Phoenix, Heath Ledger, or Corey Moncrief?
Corey's an idiot. I'm going to have to go with Heath.
That's it. As in, like, Australia, like Western Australia. Wasn't he like the chess champion of
Western, yeah, it's always not Australia. Australia. Mm-hmm.
Game is up, big dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Well, his, like, Batman character was so dark, and then we found out, like, right, didn't he accidentally overdose?
Yeah,
or he's Joker. Joker.
Yeah, he was the Joker, right.
I don't know. Sometimes it seems like people that are real smart have, like...
Yeah, do like, terrible, awful things.
Yeah, just have, like, real dark sides.
Absolutely.
So that's why I was going to pick him for chess.
Really?
Yeah, remember, like, the great Russian dude that was awesome at chess? He disappeared.
Oh, that's right.
Bobby Fischer disappeared.
That's, yeah.
Good chess players are weird.
What we're saying, kids, is don't play chess.
No,
well,
don't.
Well, don't. I wouldn't go that far.
Especially in the park with weird old men.
Speed chess.
Yeah, it's the one time you're like, oh, it's cool. Please sit with that old stranger in the corner.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Only one beer, sober.
Okay, Scott, welcome to the show. What is your one beer that you've enjoyed so far?
It was an Imperial IPA from, where is it? Make Your Beer. I'm going to look at it.
Well, yeah. You know what? You only need one Imperial IPA for my world to get a pretty good buzz on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Scott, you have to deal with one for a summer. Will it be bears, locusts, alligators, or monkeys?
German through locusts. I like what the guy said about alligators being slow. You can play with them. I think I'll go with that one.
Alligators it is.
He didn't say they were slow. He just said you could outrun the big ones.
Yeah, but I've driven through a swarm of locusts, and they're a mess. And bears, I've seen enough of them, and there's no way I'm dealing with monkeys, so I'll pick the alligators.
Okay, I agree with you on the monkeys.
Where'd
man.
You see all these bears?
Oh, I've been up in Canada, and we did a bike ride up to the Athabasca Glacier, where Miles has been in Jasper. And there's bears on the side of the road, and people are stopping to look at them, and they say it's cute and say, well, we're on a bike. We're just meals on wheels. You guys are in a car.
It's incredible.
Meals on wheels.
It's incredible up there. Did you? It's amazing how much that glacier has retreated to. Did you see any lynx when you were there?
No, we didn't. We did hike up to as far as we could go, hiking up to the glacier. And I did bring a couple rocks back from there. But no, we didn't see any lynx. We stayed up on a campground on the other side. And in the morning when the sun hit the glacier, you could hear it cracking and popping. Mm-hmm. It was really quite awesome.
There's a road that goes into this glacier, to give you an idea. And where the road goes in, they have mile marker posts and signs to let you know where the glacier was in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you drive like 4 more miles and you're still not at the glacier. That's how much this glacier has retreated. It's crazy.
It's a hoax, bro. Relax.
Yeah, I know.
They just put those signs out and lie to everybody because they have nothing better to do. By the way, it is not Mr. Scott's first name. It was not Scott. His full name, and thank you, everyone in the Star Trek verse, Montgomery Scott.
Ooh, that's a great name.
He's Monty. Monty Scott.
Monty Scott.
Hey, Monty Scott.
Montgomery Scott.
Monty Scott on the first C.
All right, here is your question. Which book was the first book in Lord of the Rings trilogy? And probably the movies.
Yeah, the first book in that one would be Fellowship of the Ring.
All right.
Nailed it.
Nice job.
And look
Scott.
At Mike with the fist pump. Are you overtly familiar with the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
I haven't read the books, but yes, I am a massive fan of the actual movies.
I haven't read the books.
Yeah, exactly.
The books are a long read, but they're a difficult read.
So the movies were kind of long. Yeah, the 3 hours.
The movies,
I've never seen them.
But a friend of mine ruined it for me. She said, man, I want to say the first one to come out. And she said, yeah, it's all right. But she's like, here's my synopsis. Mm-hmm. And the problem is she's right, and I can't get out of my head. Get in a fight, hide in the woods. Get in a fight, hide in the woods. Get in a fight, right? So I get to the second movie. I'm like, God damn it, she's right.
It's just
like, even
fight,
if you like
it,
they're going to get in a fight, and then I'm going to take off into the woods.
So it's like being a kid.
Yeah.
Right, okay,
basically,
cool.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
And they are hobbits.
You shouldn't get in a fight if you're a hobbit. That's all I'm saying. Although, quick side note, hobbits are supposed to be very short. They also have very big feet. Hmm. Throwing it out there, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I went by Elijah Wood.
Yeah, that's why his dad's name was Bilbo.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Uncles.
Hola.
Hola.
Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Brandon, welcome to the program. Brandon, our men's room poll, you got to deal with an animal for a summer. Will it be bears, locusts, alligators, or monkeys?
I'm going to say alligators.
All right, alligators it is.
Why are you thinking alligators?
I feel like wherever there's alligators,
there'd
be some good barbecue.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing. You got to deal with some crap one way or another. You might as well eat where the food is good, right?
Brandon, what are you doing? Are you working in an amusement park? What the hell's going on back there?
No, I'm in a metal shop.
Okay.
Metal shop. Weekends on KISW. All right, Eric. Yeah,
working with Kevin and Eve.
Right. Here's your question. What old TV show featuring a sheriff, a deputy, and the sheriff's son was a spinoff from the Danny Thomas show?
It's a 70s show?
Nah, earlier.
Before that, yeah.
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Andy Griffith?
Andy Griffith show. The sheriff, the deputy, and the sheriff's son. I didn't know it was the spinoff. And I've never heard of the Danny Thomas show.
What was the spinoff of Andy Griffith?
There was Mayberry F something.
RFD.
RF.
And then Gomer Pyle. Then Gomer Pyle USMC.
How come they never put on Mayberry F something?
Surprise! He came from Mayberry. Go ahead.
All right. An author by the name of Theodore Geisel is better known as who?
Theodore Geisel?
Yep. You've probably even read some of his books. Not recently, but I.
Ooh, so he's a writer?
He's a writer, yes.
And then, so he has, like, a fake writer's name?
That's yeah, correct. He has a very well-known writer's name.
Yeah, like the guy on the radio is Justin Case. That's not his real name.
But you have definitely read a bunch of this guy's books. Or have had them read to you.
Oh, God.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, because having them read to you would dictate something, correct? Mm-hmm.
Bet you're illiterate. Or a child.
It's not like books to movies kind of books.
The what now?
Is it like famous books that are like made into movies?
One of his was, and Jim Carrey starred as a lead character.
Some of them have been.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know this dude. Mike Myers has been in movies. Man. Jim Carrey's been in movies. Danny DeVito lent his voice. Who did you guess?
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Doctor.
The doctor's in the house.
Was he a real doctor?
No, he was not. You know what's funny about the... So they made Cat in the Hat, the movie, all right? And there's the animated one, and then there's the one with Mike Myers. And when my kids were younger, they found the Mike Myers one. They want to watch it. It was on demand. And like any kid, they want to watch the movie over and over. And I cannot explain why they did this. They didn't do it to be funny, but they would walk in and ask if they could watch the movie. But they never said, hey, Daddy, can we watch Cat in the Hat? They said, Daddy, because this is the way it's labeled on demand. Can we watch Mike Myers and the Cat in the Hat? And, I mean, it was every and to Myers this day, if you bring up that movie, that's what they, like to them, it's called Mike Myers and Cat in the Hat. And I'm like, yes, James Lipton, you can go ahead and throw that on.
Until you got the hint about being read to you, I thought for a second it could be Stephen King, but that's his name, isn't it? He doesn't have a ghost name.
Stephen King. Who reads Stephen King to people?
Well, that's what I'm saying, until you gave that clue.
Hey, kids, tonight... It's a story called The Shining. Mm-hmm. It has a little boy as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And he plays with deceased ghost.
What was Stephen King his real name?
I think so. It is his real name. He did go by a pseudonym for different books as Richard Bachman.
Richard Bachman.
Because he wanted people to buy the books without
the name.
Believing it was going to be what he typically
was. Dick Bachman.
I was supposed to say, I had a cap of cactus with Dick Bachman.
I didn't get old though. I got supposed to be home Saturday at 8:45. Dick Bachman.
Go Red Sox.
I don't know if this is true. Somebody chimes in to say the guy that played Gomer Pyle, I can't think of his name.
Jim Nabors.
Jim Nabors. Is apparently he's a crazy good singer.
Oh, yeah. He used to have albums out all the
for
time.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Jim Nabors is another guy who used to live in West Virginia for a while.
Oh, really? Jim Nabors from West Virginia.
Shocking.
I know, because you can hear the excitement every time you say Gomer Pyle.
Oh, yeah.
Gomer Pyle. You were like, yeah, Gomer Pyle.
For those a while, West Virginia's dominated television. We had Bob Denver.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Gilligan.
And Gomer Pyle.
Was Don Knotts also from?
Don Knotts is from West Virginia. The only one we have now is Steve Harvey.
Hey.
Who dominates television. More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-421-ROCK. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Restaurants slimming down their menus, and fast food places are no exception to that. Head chef on the way, Ted's Meat Potatoes Has Foods, the fast food industry has decided to not bring back. That is coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ashley. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Ashley.
Hi.
Hello.
Hola.
Oh, Ashley, are you sober or not sober?
Sadly, I am sober.
Sober?
Yes.
All right, Ashley, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. You have to deal with one animal when you live someplace for a summer. Will it be bears, locusts, alligators, or monkeys?
I don't know. Monkeys, I guess?
All right, go for the monkey. That'll be fun.
It'll be the last we ever saw of Ashley.
Yeah. You can't wear sunglasses, no earrings, can't take a purse with you. Can't do anything. Can't even walk outside.
I should rethink that.
No, you'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, you're in Thailand.
You're fine.
They have great beaches.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's even why the monkeys are there. Okay, here is your question. Who sang the song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco?
Oh, my God. I knew I was going to get a question I didn't know.
Well, that's a way to have faith in yourself. I like that.
Right? I only know him when I'm not actually on the radio. I don't know. I would say Frank Sinatra?
Tony Bennett.
Is it Tony Bennett?
It is, in fact, Tony Bennett.
I like Tony Bennett.
Everyone kind of does. He's just kind of the smarmy-looking dude in some way.
What?
You don't think he looks smarmy? He looks like a mob boss.
He's a crooner.
I know
Ashley.
He's a crooner. Oh, look at
Ashley.
That.
Oh, man. What a great spin, Ted. You just got the Big Dummy Audio Daily Double. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh, my friend, the Audio Daily Double. We're going to play you a piece of audio, and then you try to identify what it is we're looking for. In this case, it has to deal with the world of music. And just for a little history, on October 26th, 1983, the legendary band Motley Crue released their second studio album, Grita al Demonio, or Shout of the Devil. Now, the first single was, in fact, the title track, Shout of the Devil, and the rock fans here on the station have been singing this song for the last 37 years. But other than, hey, does anyone else think my sweat smells like Crisco, the question we have for you is, what is Vince Neil saying? So take a little listen to the song and see if you can tell us the lyrics from Shout at the Devil.
Whoa.
We can play that for you again. Yeah, give it a good listen. This is the lovely, chunky Vince Neil singing Shout of the Devil.
I have no idea. I never listened to Motley Crue.
One more time, please.
Okay.
Something about eating ribs.
It sounds like a wish and a kiss and something about lips, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, all right, you're getting there. Hold on, Ted and Miles are trying to come up with what they think it is. Ted, would you like to hear it one more time?
Sounds please, like I eat skinny kids. Your blood's been something.
Ooh, I think I'm there.
You think what you got it? I already got, Ted.
Give me another whiskey, one Jaeger. Another one hits my lips.
Play that one more time.
Wow.
That's not bad, Jim. Now that you say
gin. Whiskey and a gin.
Now, what he is saying is, Vince Neil is saying, he'll be the risk in the kiss, might be anger on your lips, might run scared for the door. Go ahead, please.
I was way off.
Well, Ashley, I don't think that was your fault.
I know a lot of people thought, I like my lips on the ribs. Shove another one in.
I hate skinny kids. My gut's been rumbling tough.
Yeah. It just sounds like screaming to me.
It pretty much is.
Vince Neil looks like a guy that went from baby back ribs to exclusively giant beef ribs.
Yeah. He also looks like the guy that would wear a bib outside of a rib restaurant.
While waiting in line.
Yeah, or he's the guy who tucks the napkin into his collar.
Oh, he's the guy that has just a trash can in front of him.
Yeah.
Now, hey, that's the proper way. So why don't we ease up on that guy?
What's that? Napkin in the
No, the guy that has the little bucket where you put the bones in.
I don't think he puts the bones there. I think he puts it in the side of his mouth like people that chew wheat. All right.
Ted, I think Ted knows how to eat.
A little bit.
He likes the marrow. All right, here's your question.
Right? Right, like, dude, it's a rib. You don't suck the marrow out of it.
You don't. In the TV show Lost, what airline's plane crashed?
Boy, that's a long time ago. United?
Based on the way they were the last time I got one, I'm just going to take a guess and say it's American Airlines.
No.
Spirit.
And remember, United only kills your pets, not so much the other passengers. In this case, Oceanic.
Oceanic. Is that a real one?
No, because most airlines don't want to lend their name to a show that says, hey, the premise is your plane crashed and people died.
Well, FedEx didn't mind.
Right, they didn't care.
That's true. Yeah, it's because it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but I didn't get my package.
That's a good point.
Oh, my God.
I was angry.
For 7 years, these people, that's the first question I had when he came back. Like, yeah, but where was my package?
Right, and if it really did crash and leave him there and that plane's there, what's all the goods in there? Why didn't he use any of them?
He got a volleyball.
Oh.
Then it floated away.
He got his Wilson.
All right.
I would be praying for a fleshlight. Like, man, I'm on an island alone. Please tell me there's a fleshlight.
You can't really make one of those, can
you? No, I'm tired of flogging.
Oh, you might be surprised. When you're a young man, you become MacGyver when it comes to sex toys.
Give me 3 years on an island. I'm making one.
Tired of flogging dolphins.
Oh, out of a coconut and monkey fur. All right. It doesn't look real good, but it works in a pinch.
It's my coconut wife. Show her some respect.
I made a breast out of guava. All right.
Oh, you ever seen a frog with a mouth this big?
The things you learn about men on the men's room.
Listen, if you were on an island, what was it, 7 years he was stuck on this island? I'm telling you, all kinds of things would be happening. All right, your question. Who is the only boxer to knock out Muhammad Ali during a heavyweight title fight?
Oh, my God, I know this one.
Well, if you tell me, I'll believe you.
Shoot. Okay, Muhammad Ali and I cannot think of it. Drawing a blank.
I'll give you a hint. It was a black dude.
No kidding. I can't remember. I can't.
I almost don't even want to tell you.
What?
Any guesses? He's only got to knock Ali out during a title fight.
Title fight. I mean, Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes.
Was it Larry Holmes?
Yeah, it was Larry Holmes.
All right. Okay.
I'm trying to think who could have done that.
All right, your question. In the video game God of War, which character must Kratos defeat at the end to finish the game? As a hint, Wonder Woman had to fight, well, not the same character, but roughly the same character in her 2017 movie.
And I don't know either one of them.
Okay, well, that clue did not help at all.
You guys got to give me something I know here.
Well, I'm trying to. It just turns out there's a lot you don't know.
What am I at?
Question six.
Okay. See, not so bad. But it was Ares.
I don't want
to
be 16.
Ares.
Ares, the god of war.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, here's one for you. In 1985, who became the first rap group to appear on American Bandstand?
1985. That'd be too early for NWA.
I don't know that NWA would have been.
To a little kid looking up to me, life ain't nothing but bitches and money, everybody.
You never know.
I'm Dick Clark, and today.
I'd like to welcome NWA.
Do I read the first word or just do the letters?
I made an anagram.
There are so many guys, so many rappers that were cleaned up for TV, though. So you never know. But 1985 would have been, I can't think of it.
I would guess the very first big rap band, Ashley. Mainstream success.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Hill Gang?
Sugar Hill Gang, yes.
Okay, I thought they were fun.
Yeah, it was not NWA. As much as Dick Clark begged for it, they just said no.
I was going to say, that's kind of NWA's thing. They never bowed to people.
Yeah. I have shortened their name, everyone.
They wanted the full name, but I'm going to go ahead and just say NWA.
I said I could. I said, okay. But,
it's the only rap group I could think of, let's be fair.
Okay. All right, whatever you say.
Run DMC would have been another close guess.
Close, but
that would have been a better guess.
But
yes.
A little bit later.
No, it would
that.
Have been still wrong. Like, it's still not better if it's wrong. Actually, that's not true. Some people guess so far off.
You could be in the time window.
Right, I think.
Snoop Dogg.
DMC would have been closer than NWA. Right.
All right, your question. How many spices make up allspice?
One.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you pulling through, Ashley, with that big brain.
Now, if you didn't know that, though, you would think that it was a bunch of different stuff.
Because it's called allspice, right? And then the taste is pretty
good. It's got a little jerk. It's got a little cinnamon to it. It's got a little mint to it. It's just all in one.
Let's see here. Someone was saying, as far as being trapped on an island for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
did you come up with your sex toys? One person said, why don't you just cut a hole in Wilson? I would have. Tom Hanks didn't. Someone else says, an island fleshlight, sea urchin.
Sea urchin? No way. You can't hold on to it. Too prickly. Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitch.
Hola. Hola. How about a jellyfish? Aaron, are you sober or not sober?
I'm off work, so not sober today.
All right, Aaron, welcome to the show. Okay, Aaron, you're going to spend the summer, but you're going to be around a wild and crazy animal. Will it be bears, locusts, alligators, or a monkey?
These are all terrible choices, Miles.
Yeah, Miles, yeah, sorry. Son of a bitch.
I'm gonna take the bear and hope it's one of the ones that likes beer.
Okay, what kind of beer are you drinking there, Aaron?
Well, I'm one of your homebrew guys that calls in, so I'm having a homebrew.
Oh, nice, man. What style did you make?
Pale ale today.
Okay, very cool. Right. How long did it take you to make it?
Brewing process. It's brew days a day, ferment for 3 weeks, it's in the keg after another. So, about a month from brew day to
keep
the keg and drinking it.
Do you keep getting better at your skill level every time you make a batch, or is it just hit and miss?
No, we're definitely getting better and more consistent, which is a great feeling.
Cool. That's very awesome, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
You better get good at it, because if the bear tastes your skanky beer, he's going to rip your head off. That's the ultimate test of your beer. If the bear kills you, it sucked. All right.
You're probably right about that.
Here is your question. Now, an odometer, that measures miles traveled. Thermometer, it measures temperature. What does a tentometer measure?
Ooh, a tentometer.
A tentometer.
Gosh. It sounds like attenuation, but what would that be? How about rainfall?
Sound?
Color.
Color.
Basically a tentometer, yeah.
Ah, yes.
Cool.
We had a fartometer in here for a while where we could measure the gas level of Steve's butt.
That's not a joke, man. And, it was pretty. It broke down all the different gases. Sulfur was always number one, but methane, all kinds of things.
Wait, are you serious?
It was probably like 12 years ago, but yeah, it was a fartometer. And kind of like they take your temperature now for COVID and they hold this little thing a little bit away from your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that, but you did it right around your ass after you farted, kind of where your fart cloud is. And it would measure whatever chemicals were in the air as a result of your expulsion, if you will. It would let you know. So depending on your diet, you could kind of change what the fartometer measured. It got pretty, I think we had it for what, like a week?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right. I used to have it, but I'm going to look real quick here while you're doing that question.
All right. Here is your question.
I'm getting one of those for my wife. She's going to love that, trying that on me.
Does she? Oh, because you farted out. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Your question. Billionaire Richard Branson. He was the first person to successfully pilot what type of aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean?
Richard Branson. How about hot air balloon?
Ah, that's it.
Ship it.
You are right. Correct.
Nice job, Aaron. Yeah, Very good. All right, the game is a big dummy. 206-421-ROCK. We got time for at least a contestant here, or maybe two.
Were you looking for the fartometer?
I had it in here, and I can't find it anymore. And we had a sponsor because the company that let us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we had like a real company who gave us like an actual gas meter from someplace, and I just don't have it anymore.
That's a damn shame.
It really is.
Ah, the things we've achieved on this show.
It really is.
Hello, Marla. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Marla, you sober or not sober?
Sober. I just got home from work.
All right, Marla, what do you do for a living?
I'm an anesthesia technician.
You're an anesthesiologist or a technician?
No, I help the anesthesiologist.
All right, here's
I'm
a question.
I'm like the nurse for the surgeon, but for anesthesia.
So if we count from 10 backwards, which seems to be the standard protocol, what is the furthest you've seen someone make it?
Seven?
Seven?
Yeah, I mean, that stuff is no joke.
Hey, Marla, I got to get my I gotta get a colonoscopy here in a couple weeks. We're going to end up taking a Friday off. I'm going to try to get to six.
That's the goal.
Just because you said that.
Okay, you call me back and let me know how you do.
You think I'm not going to get to six? What if I go 1087 6?
No, it won't happen.
All right.
That's a lie. It will happen only if your IV infiltrates. So if your IV infiltrates, that means you didn't get any of the propofol, which means you won't go to sleep. So then...
Oh, I think I better go to sleep. If that's happening, I want to be asleep.
You want an awake colonoscopy?
What's that?
Oh. I said, what? You don't want an awake colonoscopy?
I do not want an awake colonoscopy.
Oh.
That's I can't believe it's only seven.
Yeah. Dude, that stuff is no joke.
I could have sworn I got to like
it's
five.
It's no joke. It's quick.
All right, here's your question. The fictitious casino, the Tangiers... That was at the center of what 1995 film?
Oh, my gosh. Deja Vu, Denzel Washington.
Wrong. Ooh. That was Casino.
Marla, before we get to question two.
Doc.
Yeah, the fictitious, the Tangiers was the casino at the center of the movie Casino.
Marla, I got to know because this stuff really bothers me. Is there a chance that I could get an erection or will I fart a lot? Or like what happens when I sleep? Like is my body, you know what I mean? Is there embarrassment?
Because normally when we sleep, we get an erection.
Yeah.
Because your butt pools.
Like
so.
If I'm...
In the 7 years I've been doing it, I've never seen a patient get an erection.
Okay, that's good.
Now, passing gas can happen. So
how often?
Colonoscopy.
What percentage of the time is there maybe a little extra gas going on?
Yeah, I'm actually on the air. My husband's asking if I'm actually answering these questions on the air.
Yeah, medically.
What does he think you're doing?
Look, I don't think I'm
just talking to a phone.
Passing gas, I'd say like 40%.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't know. Marla, I got to drink this powder the night before and all this stuff, so I didn't know. If they probably won't be, they won't be the nice.
You'll get most of it out. The first 24 hours,
I mean, all right, so say someone is now under anesthesia and they are just farting, like they got it going on. Does anyone ever take a break? Like, we got to give this 5 minutes because it smells bad, or do you just fight through?
No, you just work through it. Nobody takes a break.
See,
now, someone defecates, we call it a code brown, but, you know, we clean up.
A code brown.
But wait, do you keep going? And if I have a code brown, do you let me know? Like, so when I wake from the, you don't tell me that I poop myself?
No.
Why? Why wouldn't you tell someone that they poop themselves?
Well, because it's embarrassing for people. So unless if they outwardly ask us, you know, we're going to be honest with you. But it's normal, you know.
Marla, they charge for a Band-Aid, so I'm sure they itemize this.
Yeah.
What do they say? Like you said, code brown. Is that what I'm looking at here?
$29.99.
What the hell's code brown?
No, it's not done. It's not on the breakdown of your bill.
Okay.
That you,
my insurance won't cover code brown for some reason. I'm going to call them. What is that?
We kind of sign up for it when we work in the operating room.
All right. So
how many years of school did you go to potentially deal with someone pooping?
Two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Does that qualify me?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I hope that doesn't happen to me when they put a camera up there because it's going to be a hell of a GoPro angle.
Oh, you're going to poop.
It looks like a bear chasing someone out of a cave. Ah!
All right, here is
your, there for that.
Here's your question. What is the most popular flavor of Twizzlers?
Strawberry.
There you go.
Here's the thing.
It can't be black licorice.
I didn't know it was supposed to be strawberry. I assumed it was supposed to be cherry.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Twizzlers. Good. Anyway, I'm just saying. I would have sworn it was cherry.
There you go on the game known as Big Dummy. Hang on, the head chef in the house. Ted's meat and potatoes as foods the fast food industry has decided not to bring back. What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking, like, I get the little, tiny versions of Twizzlers.
Yeah.
They have, don't they have a cherry flavor?
I thought they did. Like, to me, if you offer cherry flavor in the candy world, that wins hands down. But not in the Twizzler
They're
world.
They're both red.
That's my point.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.